HKX. Patrick on this end, Steve.
Patrick, hey, bud, how you doing?
How about you today?
I'm fog hair, and most of my fuzz is blowing around in the breeze. Matter of fact, I got two hairs left on top, and they're both flapping each other.
A little bit more than that, but I'm losing it quick.
In that little group last night, that was you that I was talking to about the DMR, right?
One of them in that group.
Just a second, I got a call coming in here. Let me take it and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Roger that.
You still in there, buddy? KN4, AWA.
4HKX, I'm still here, Steve.
Good deal. That, matter of fact, that was a buddy of mine I went to high school with, and he's got an Anytone handheld that he's been talking all over the world with. And he's using it, for the most part, off a hotspot from his house. But he confirmed with me yesterday that you can take that radio and Bluetooth it to your cell phone hotspot and get out the same way. And, you know, that's if you can't hit a repeater.
Cell phone, and you won't have to have the hotspot that they offer. I know there's several of them out there, like the Zoom Spot and a couple others. You can go straight to your cell phone. How are you going to get your RF signal in?
This is done over a computer, okay? That hotspot basically takes the signal from the radio to the hotspot, runs it into your computer internet, okay? Or it goes out onto the internet that way. Well, if you're going to your cell phone hotspot, that's the same thing.
I get that. There's a DMR phone versus radio slash radio out there. It's B1 Finder, I believe is what it is. If you want to look that up, that does that all internally, one unit.
And 4DJC.
Gary, how you doing, buddy? That's me and Patrick in there. This is Steve.
Hope you guys are doing good, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. What kind of hotspot are you talking about? You talking about setting up a hotspot for D-Star or just a hotspot to get? If you talk about repeaters, I just use Echo Link to get into this one sometimes if I don't have my radio with me.
Well, no, we're talking about DMR, and that's not D-Star or Echo Link at all.
I got a hotspot. But mine does DMR, P25, Yaesu Fusion, D-Star, all of it. And that was a couple of $100. But you can hook up the hotspot to your phone if you wanted to give you, because it operates by Wi-Fi, so you can just Wi-Fi it to your hotspot on your phone if you want to, if you're traveling. It just does need to be powered, though. But it works. That's the way it works. As well, and it covers all the, basically covers all the digital modes. You have to set it up from your computer first, though, either Mac or PC, and once you do that, you can, anywhere it pops up, connects to a reflector or a room or whatever, no matter whether it's Fusion or DMR or whatever. But Patrick, I've seen that RF finder radio, that thing's about $1,000. It's pretty neat looking, but it's an Android device, I believe they.
You're correct on that. It is an Android device, and it does have the DMR set up in it also.
I think I'm willing to put a grand in this. What I'm thinking, Patrick, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I buy one of the Anytone automobile radios, you know, mobile radios that mount in your vehicle, then I can pretty much hit any DMR repeater. And if I'm not mistaken, it's got Bluetooth built in it where I could hook that radio to the hotspot in my phone, and it would go out to the internet that way. Is that right?
I'm not sure on that. I'm just getting into it myself. I just finally got my ID last night, and I haven't ordered a radio yet. I was looking at the Bridgecom Anytone 878 and the SkyBridge. The way I understand it, though, is you have to have the hotspot for the RF signal input, and then you will have to have, like, your hotspot you use for your computer to get online. But I'm not 100% sure on that. I can't find any clarification there either.
I think I see what's going on. All right. Well, see, if you've got it in your vehicle and you transmit out to a DMR repeater, then you're just going straight out onto the DMR system that way. And I'm just, you know, wondering if you can hotspot through your cell phone to go out worldwide if you cannot hit a DMR repeater.
Understanding is if you can hit the repeater, it depends on what reflector they have it hooked up to where you can go out. It's a lot like D-Star. From my understanding, I've not used either one of them. I've just done a lot of reading, and that's how they work, is with the reflectors, and then you got to send them out from there, depending on which one you are, like 30 Charlie or Bravo or whatever they are, that way.
Understand it too, Patrick.
It wouldn't make any sense to put a DMR repeater up there unless it has a W91, which would be world, or at least North America. So, yeah, I got to do a little research on that.
I can tell you this much, Steve. Look at Bridgecom. They have a university there. They have a lot of resources. And also, I believe it's radionet.com is where you got to go get your ID. They have a lot of information there. I was actually looking last night at the DMR repeaters, and there's like 84 of them right around Greenville and Spartanburg. And I think what they are is people keeping their hotspots open, and it's using those for you to get in to connect to the network that way.
So I guess they're open hotspots where you don't have to have any coding to get in them?
It may be an option where you can leave it open or encoded. I don't know. Like I said, this is something all new to me. I'm new to ham radio altogether, and I'm learning as I go. But it makes it tough where you can't talk to anybody in person anymore.
That's one reason I like my 2-meter and my HF.
Stuck with 2-meter until I upgrade my license. I've been working on my general, trying to get ready for it now.
I've got to go ahead and step up to extra. I really slammed it. July will be 2 years ago. That's when I got my technician. And then in August, I got my general. So, I just kind of got sidetracked by life. And I just haven't moved up to my extra yet. I've got to go ahead and get moved up to my extra.
Well, my life got sidetracked with this wreck, and it's the tool truck, and it's really messed me up. And then my mom passing away, I've been dealing with a lot the last few months since I got my license. And life has just threw all kinds of curveballs in there.
Know what you mean. I'm sorry to hear about your mom, bud. Is your dad still living?
They've been separated since I was about 8 years old, though, so. But mom's not suffering anymore. She's better off. So I appreciate the condolences, though.
My dad passed away probably 5 years ago, and my mom went 2 years ago. No, 3 years ago now. She went at 17. And, hey, it can be tough. But in the meantime, you know, hey, we just keep moving forward the best we can.
All destined to meet him one day, and all you can do is be ready to go.
We were having a conversation the other day with some friends, and they were all complaining about the politics and everything going on in the world and who's doing what to who, and lots of consternation. I finally looked at them and said, you know, I just don't even worry about it. It's going to be, and I know where I'm going, and I'm ready to go. You know, be y'all behind, but I hope it's not soon.
Jerry, you still in there?
I just listened. You know, Patrick, that DMR, if you get a mobile DMR, that might help out. The Z-Star stuff is not real active. We got several repeaters in the area, but I can hear the repeater in Clemson, but just barely. It takes like a 5-element 440 beam for me to hear them. But it's pretty active. These reflectors are pretty active on that repeater. Since I don't have any attention to any HF work, I got a hot spot, where I can handle all those things, through the radio I've got now. And it'd be ideal for somebody like me, I guess. Yeah, that way I can talk worldwide. Even if it's not exactly RF, it's still the same situation. You do have to be licensed, but a DMR mobile rig sounds like it might be a good thing to have. Now, Bill, the guy from Hartwell, he's real active with DMR. If he comes on, he might be able to tell you a lot more, because I just don't know anything about it at all. I got a friend of mine that's got DMR radios, and he said, getting them programmed is the toughest thing. Once you get them programmed, he said, it's pretty simple from there on out.
Spoken with Bill a couple times about it. He's where I've got a lot of information from. And one of the good things about buying from Bridgecom is if you get it with them, they will preload the code plug into the radio for you that they have that gets you in there. And everybody's ID worldwide will already be loaded in the radio. So you'll be that far ahead with the code plug on it anyhow.
Oh yeah, that's worth the extra. Even if it's a little extra, that's worth it, because some of them can be difficult to program, from what I understand. Especially some of these more oddball ones that don't have the support like the stuff that Bridgecom does, the Eddie Tones. But anyway, I'll let you guys continue to talk. Steve, were you able to do your flying, or was it too easy?
Up out of here right quick. I got to go run in and take care of some customers. KO4 HKX73. You gentlemen have a good day.
Come back and give me a chance if you hear me there, Patrick. And go be a dirty, rotten capitalist, boy. 73. Jerry, what was you saying about the Anycone?
Anycone is what most of these guys carry, and with that Bridgecom, if that's what they carry, those things are pretty popular and seem to work pretty well. If you can get somebody to go ahead and program it for you, that's 90% of it.
Yeah, but see, the power on the handhelds is only like 5 watts, and I was thinking more in terms of getting a radio that I could do 2-meter 440 and the DMR. And Anycone's got one and mounted in my truck. That way I can do the DMR from the truck and do what I want to that way. And it's more power output, right?
Yeah, I was talking about a mobile. I wouldn't talk about the handhelds, because that's what Patrick was talking about as well. But DMR is just like any other digital signal. You either get it or you don't get it. It's not like analog. They have DMR stuff here in Anderson. They got one or two DMR repeaters. They got one to Star that I can hear on my scanner even, which is, it's a motor turbo, but it's still DMR, same thing. And several of the public service people on DMR now too. You can program, you can't transmit on it, but you can listen. But I understand it's just like P-25, public service stuff, DMR, NXD, and all the digital babes. You could either hear them, or, you know, they either intermittent or you can't hear them at all.
Yeah, that digital stuff is either a go or no go. And, well, so what kind are you going to get, Jerry?
Well, my new hotspot is supposed to be here today or tomorrow, and that's what I ordered. That way it covers DMR, because I got a friend of mine on D-Star. I got a bunch of friends on D-Star, actually. And I'm going to set mine up for D-Star initially, but it has the ability to DMR or B-25 and Yaesu Fusion systems and that sort of thing, WireSix. It's got all the modes built in that you can change it from the laptop. Change it in there and set it up. And it didn't have to be hooked up. It's got like a 440 antenna and it looks like a stubby duck. And it's got a hang on. I got my wife. I'll get back with you just a sec. Back had to answer the boss's call.
All that we don't let by. I learned that the hard way. Oh, me. But you know what? We appreciate them. Keep them around. They keep us straight, don't they?
Full-time job for most of them, especially for me, probably for you as well. But, that's what I decided, just to get a hotspot that cover all of them. Because what I was hearing on the, you know, I said I could hear the D-Star repeater from Clemson and hear the activity on it. But, and it's pretty active with, you know, different reflectors and that sort of thing. And I decided since I'm not going to do anything with HF anytime soon, I thought I'd get one of those, and that way I could talk to some friends of mine and don't have to worry about being able to get into a D-Star machine or anything else. Don't have to be within real range of it in order to get in and talk to some of the guys I know.
Yeah, yeah. So how come you're not up on HF?
My radio, Steve, is in my upstairs bedroom that my grandkids use. I really can't put anything permanent up here. And I don't have quite enough room in the yard to put up a wire antenna. I could, I suppose, but, yeah. I mean, I'll be 70 tomorrow, so I'm not doing a lot of stuff, because, like you were saying earlier, you don't know when you might check out. I just don't do a lot of work, outside work, and then have somebody else have to take it down or anything like that. If I just got back into it, you know, not wait so long to get back into it, I would have done something years ago, and I just didn't do it. But, I could probably do something that put a vertical or maybe or something like that, but if I could get something on the ground floor, it would make it a lot better for sound. Basically, it's a story and a half house, but the back of the house is two full stories, so I'm up 25 feet or so right now, and I could run something out the window, you know, but I'd have to drill a hole and all that sort of thing. I'm not willing to do that right now. I may do it in the future, but not right now. I don't have the energy anymore to do a lot of work outside.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I wish I had known. I sold a vertical antenna here recently. And it was good for 80 through 10. And didn't need any ground plane, and it got out fairly good. Shoot, you know, would you have any restrictions in your HOA?
HOA. I've got a pretty big lot. I don't have any trees in it either, but I've got power lines on three of the four sides. That makes a big difference in RF, especially on the HF bands. It's not as big a problem on VHF and UHF. When we get down to 40 meters and that sort of thing, it gets kind of noisy. Because I've got one receiver where I've got single sideband capability where I can hear it, and it's really noisy here. So it'd be tough to do a vertical, or a vertical is a little better than a wire antenna for that, maybe. I'm not sure, because it just is cross-pulverized compared to the power lines. But, you know, it's not an HOA thing. I mean, I could put up probably about anything I wanted to. Well, it was about as big as I could afford to do anyway, but I may do it at some point in the future. But see, I just got a lot of other things going on, and just really have got back interested in it last year or so. And I may very well do that. I may do something like that, but I'd have to do some major moving around. And we may do that at some point in the future, but we're still packing stuff from where my mother and my wife's parents passed away. We got tons of stuff we got to sort through still.
Sounds like you got your hands full. Well, Well, I tell you what, if you ever decide to do the HF, it is fun. I like it. And matter of fact, I'm doing a little bit of the FT8 up on HF, and I've gotten out all over the place, man. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Have you ever done? Well, no, you're not doing any FT8 since you're not on HF.
I'm working on some 2 meter FT8. I don't have everything set up. This radio is capable of doing the sideband, so I'm working on doing some of that. I just can't run enough power right now. Don't have big enough hands. I need to get about a 7-element beam up on sideband, even if it's just temporary, to try that. That it works pretty good on 2 meters when a band. We got some trophy openings, but we're not in exactly the right part of the country for that. But I'm familiar with FT8. Now, I worked HF a lot years ago, but I got about 70 countries confirmed. Most of those are on QRP, 5 watts or less. But I just got more up. I just taking up so much time, and then my job just required. My job turned into a 65 or 70 hour week thing, and I just didn't have time. I was exhausted by the time I got home, and didn't want to move. I just never did get back into it. And that's about the way it is here now. Since I retired, I've been more active, and really just got more active in the last 2 or 3 years, because we were hauling our, first my mother, then my wife's mother, then her dad back and forth, and he had Alzheimer's, and it was just a full-time thing, you know, taking care of them. We were closest relatives. Everybody else was 70 to 100 miles away, so the brunt of it was kind of put upon us. We have to go back and forth to Atlanta once a week, maybe twice a week sometimes, medical doctor's appointments, that sort of thing. It was just a lot of work.
Was very, very fortunate. My mom and dad only lived about 30 minutes away. Listen, a buddy of mine just showed up, and I'm going in to have lunch with him. He's a big usually thing like me, so. Listen, Jerry 73, buddy, and I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you again soon. KN4 VWA, I'm clear after your phone.
Steve, enjoy your lunch, man. We're going to do some celebrating on Friday, I think. Finally get us some carryout or something like that. Have a good lunch, and talk to you a little bit later on this afternoon. 73 N4DJC, clear.